The other study I think that's particularly worth pointing out is a follow-on study that was presented by Paul Goss. For those patients who had participated in the Canadian letrozole study, and so they had been randomized after 5 years of tamoxifen to either letrozole or placebo, when they broke the code at 2.5 years of follow-up, because the safety monitoring committee asked them to stop the trial and inform the placebo group, some of the placebo patients decided to switch to the letrozole, and a few actually decided to stay on placebo. And it was actually quite striking. The patients that went on to letrozole did really much better, had much lower recurrence rates, even though for some of them it had been 4 years off of any endocrine therapy. So I think that the clinical import of that is that, you know, patients, when that study was announced, they would come in and say, well, but I stopped tamoxifen a year ago. Should I go on and get letrozole? The Canadian study, actually, the entry criteria is you had to be within 3 months of stopping your tamoxifen to go on the study. But this analysis by Paul Goss suggests that even years afterwards, you could gain benefit by getting an aromatase inhibitor. And from my point of view, in terms of practice, that means that some of the people, particularly the high-risk patients who got 5 years of tamoxifen and I told, you know, there's no evidence because you've been off a year that this would really help, I think that informing some of those patients to reconsider whether or not they might want to take an aromatase inhibitor, specifically letrozole, because it's the only one really tested in this context, whether or not that would be a good idea certainly is something to be considered.